National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you head up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Monday. It's April 24th. It's 2017. And we're here to talk about everything that matters, that affects you, your dollars, your wallet, your jobs, the economy, and all points in between. We will do the economy and the markets and Trump land and whatever else. We'll keep it the shortened version today, ladies and gentlemen. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button if you want to get our notes direct to you. The consulting button if you do it for yourself or others. We'll help you out. We'll be putting up a webcast probably tomorrow after the close. If not, it'll be Wednesday. We'll let you know on that. And that's it. Hope you had a very good weekend. I was in Tallahassee visiting my son. It was father's son. I was sick as a dog. I was flu, but I still drove up there and played golf. It was like the worst golf I've played in years. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Such is life. Oh, well. Today is Holocaust Remembrance Day. We'll start out with that. As you know, I visited Auschwitz, Birkenau camps a couple of weeks back. It'll stay with me the rest of my life. And just when you see what's going on in Syria and Nigeria and some of these other places, don't ever say it can't happen again. It's all relative, though. Everybody has this thing about, well, it's not us. Well, it's this world. That's all I can tell you. It's this world. And it should be each and every one of our jobs to make sure it does not happen again. But unfortunately, I know it's a little bit of protecting your own and all that fun stuff. Anyway, what can I tell you? It is Holocaust Remembrance Day. That said, we now segue. Because something happened over the weekend. There were these French preliminary elections. And little did anybody know or had an inkling if it would affect the market or not affect the market. What would it do to the market? Will it juice the market? Will it hurt the market? Beats the heck out of me. Here's my take. First off, very strong gap to the upside today. In case you don't know, here was somewhat of the outcome of the French elections. you have a woman on the right. I'm just telling you what they're saying. But she is a very, very, very extreme righty. Very, 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 to the point. Listen carefully. She wants to get rid of Muslims. Just get out of the country. No, seriously. Stop all immigration. Get out of the European Union, which I can't argue with. And I believe markets could have been afraid of that. Who knows? It looks like that way. On the other end is some dude that showed up a year ago, a socialist who now says he's a middle of the road, and they are going to run off on May 7th. He is going to win. When Trump supposedly was going to lose, he was down by 5 or 6 in the poll. Well, she is down by 20. It should be obvious, markets around the globe breathe a sigh of relief that she was not going to take over and dump the European Union and have a Frexit and whatever else she wanted to do. So, Germany up 3%, the United Kingdom up 2%. France up almost 4%, which gapped us up about 200 some odd points. And that's what we stayed the whole day. 1%. You shouldn't get all flippity-floppity over 1%. What you should get flippity-floppity over is what happens underneath the surface of that 1%, whether it's good or not good, whether it's bad or not bad. Our job is to decipher. But first, again, basically the story was the worry that France would be next, the same night to the European Union. If that happened, all heck breaks loose. Seriously. Other countries. And there is an unknown quantity or outcome if that did occur. But leave no doubt for one night and a day. Markets love the outcome. The election will be May 7th. He is supposed to win, and life's supposed to be fabulous. We'll see. But very good day today, no matter what. And we'll go through it with you. In Trump land today. Wednesday, they're going to do a tax plan. Friday, there's this thing about whether they're going to shut down the government. Remember, if there is a shutdown, Democrats get no blame, Republicans get all the blame. That's the nature of the beast, whether true or not. And not much else happened today. I'm more interested in Wednesday. What is it going to be? Because last week, on Thursday, Secretary of Treasury came out and said August. On Friday, Trump came out and said this coming Wednesday. We have the plan. And it's going to be huge. He says it's going to be huge. Now, as I have told you, it better be two parts. Stop government growth. And then have government contract. And then tell the world of the United States, we're not letting you keep more of your money. You're keeping more of your money. And watch the economy flourish. You know, I got into a to-do about with a Bernie Sanders person, and I asked, what has Bernie Sanders done, and what do you think he's going to do that's going to change the world? Well, we're going to have free this, free college, free health care. But who's going to pay for the, my exact question to that person, wait a minute, who's going to pay for that? You know, when you say free health care, that's nurses, doctors, hospitals, medical products, drugs, surgery. Who's going to pay for that? If it's free, do you think that they're just going to give it to you? Just hand it over to you? Do you think the government's going to take over the whole healthcare industry? Or they're going to take over the colleges? Because that's what they've done in Venezuela. And the person cursed me out. You can't talk to people with facts. Such is life. So anyway, cut government. Leave more of our money in our hands. And let us do what we want to do with our money, since it is our money in the first place. That's corporations, small business, consumers. And I love when the talk of tax cut for the wealthy. The Republicans are actually afraid of it. I wouldn't be. The engine of this country are the wealthy. Going from poor to becoming wealthy. Just my thoughts. Up next, a lot of market wrap, lots to cover, news of the day, and what does USA Today do again today? I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer. Its lightning-fast two-sided printing can save you both time and money.
Hence, $429.17. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, Don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Really appreciate your time as always. Hope you're having a good day. Again, it is Holocaust Remembrance Day. Spend 5 minutes tonight. Go on Google and just check out what they did. No, really. So the next time we try to take out some bad guys, don't complain. Just my thoughts. Anyway, we do have lots to cover in the markets. A few more tidbits later in the show. Do I want to do that? Yeah, real quickly, just to give you an idea of what we're dealing with now. Just keep this in mind. Tomorrow morning in the Dow, McDonald's, DuPont, 3M, Caterpillar are reporting earnings. Also reporting tomorrow is SAP, Brinker International, JetBlue, T. Rowe Price, PACCAR, Tupperware, Ryder, Masco, Twitter, LabCorp, Windsor Hotels, the Wyndham Hotels. After the close tomorrow, am I right in saying tomorrow's Apple? I believe Apple's after the close tomorrow. No, that's not right. I believe Apple's not till May 2nd, so I have to double check that. But AT&T, Texas Instruments, Discovery Financial, Capital One, U.S. Steel, Chipotle, that's been moving higher. It was down today. Buffalo Wild Wings, Panera. So a few restaurant names. Wednesday, before the open, in the Dow, Procter & Gamble, Boeing, United Tech. On top of that, Fiat Chrysler, State Street Banks, STM Microelectronics, General Dynamics, Whirlpool, Anthem, Silicon Labs, Baxter, Hershey Foods, Goodyear Tire, Reynolds American, T-Mobile, Hilton, Waste Management. And that's just into Wednesday. Wednesday after the close, Facebook and Amgen. So a lot more. You know, I've been scanning and getting all my scans done before we do this show. And a bunch of things had good moves today. And then I look at them and say, oops, they report this week. Ton of companies report. A few stocks broke out today. And I look at, ooh, that looks pretty good to buy. Oops, they report Thursday. A lot of those. So just be on the lookout when you're doing your scans also. Know when earnings are coming because a bunch of them are now coming. And we have certain rules. Maybe you don't. But I don't want to, you know, buy something today knowing they report tomorrow. Apple's May 2nd. Okay, got it. So that all said, let us do the all-encompassing total world this day's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. We gapped up 200, finished up 216. Simple as that. Wavered a little bit, went to 240, went down to 180, 216. Keep in mind, listen, very important you realize this when we say 216. It's just 1%. Not to shrug it off, not to throw cold water. It's just 1%. S&P up 25, NASDAQ up 73, NASDAQ 100 up 65, transports up 149. Wow. The German DAX up 400, France 4%, already mentioned that. Advanced declines good, new highs expanded markedly today. In the Dow, the only things that were down were Disney, downgrade. GE was flat and after bad reaction to earnings last week. Nike, Verizon, and Walmart, but on the upside, you ready? Goldman Sachs, 640. J.P. Morgan, 3. What did we tell you about financials? Where they go, market goes. That accounts for about 65, 70 Dow points, just those two names. Now, I'll stop right there and just let you know. The financials, we told you, were sitting on support levels over the last few days. On Friday, we told you, man, just one down day is just going to take this out of here and have another leg down. Well, they gapped them up today. So for now, they held. But take your little pen, draw a line under last week's lows. If ever it gets taken out, that's your next leg down with the market. But good day today as I just go through. You could see J.P. Morgan, who, by the way, I mentioned to you in the more insider buying last week. You could just see popped off the lows today on a little gap to the upside. Now, the good question is, do you think this really can lead to something? I'll need some cards coming out of the deck. Yeah, maybe. I think there's better places than the financials. Other movers in the Dow today, let's see. Apple, $1.40, Boeing, $1.70, Chevron, $1, Home Depot, almost $2. Stock strong. Johnson & Johnson, Microsoft, which broke out Friday, up another $1, Travelers, United Health, and 3M was almost $3. Now, keep in mind, all these companies reporting earnings soon. It's not the news, it's how the market reacts to the news. Today, the market reacted to whatever was going on in France. And for the, if you would ask me on Friday whether we would have a big reaction either way to whatever happened in France, I would have told you no. And then lo and behold. But I think the thought process is, if this, I guess her name's Marie Le Pen, if she would have, if a different person won to go up against and she was the favorite, the real worry is the breakup of the European Union, which, by the way, is a failure anyhow, as there's massive debt, massive deficits, 8.5% unemployment rate, 10% in France. And to keep things afloat, the European Central Bank is at a 0.5% negative interest rate and printing $1 trillion a year to buy up stuff. But I guess the bet is things would be much worse otherwise. Go figure. So that's basically the story. Throughout the rest of the show, I got a lot of individual stuff to talk about today going into earnings. Great example. Google was up $20 today, $879. They report this week. Stock has been laboring, and they report this week and actually moved into new high ground right before the earnings report. Go figure. after having bad numbers last quarter. So up next on the Edge, movers of the day, tidbits, and whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
He comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it. So, how do I want to do this in no particular order? Just number one, A, be careful of earnings. It's a minefield right now, especially after a day like today. Do I think today changes things? Yes, I do, in the effect of it stanches the bleeding and it stalls the downside. First off, the oils didn't even go up today. That's number one. But the financials did. The financials have been the straw that stirs the drink besides the semiconductors. Now, the semis have been flopping and chopping. They pulled back pretty hard. Looks like they've righted themselves. I don't think financials have yet. But it's muy importante over the last couple of weeks. Financials found an area, didn't want to go lower, and now popped off of it. Off of France. Go figure. So that's important. And what I tend to do now, give you an example of today. Throughout the day, I already had my list. I already know what I like. But then I go to see what the reaction was today and see if anything's actionable, knowing earnings are coming out. And I have to tell you, if I looked at 50 names, 48 of them are reporting in the next week or so. Not much I can do. And I give a leeway for a good 2 weeks plus on buying anything. I don't mind buying for a couple of weeks and see what happens, and then I deal with it. Now, when you look through the new high list, you'll see things just breaking out of range. We've had 9 weeks of trading range. The NASDAQ and the NASDAQ 100 both broke into new high ground. Now, remember, it's the NASDAQ and the NASDAQ 100 that have been the strongest areas. They only pulled back the support while other things broke. So the NASDAQ moves out of range, almost near 6,000. The NASDAQ 100 moves out of range. And you could go look at two ETFs, the QQQ and ONEQ, which is the NASDAQ. And you'll see what we're seeing. Other indices, Russell 2000 back above the 50-day, but still in a range going back about since early December. I noticed a couple other areas. The industrials measured by the XLI, back above the 50-day moving average. That's important. The XLP, consumer staples, looks like it wants to move above range here. The XLK, technology, edging into new high ground also. So definitely some good resolution here today for some of these areas. Notwithstanding, energy still acts like crap. Retail still acts like crap. And while the financials had a good day, there's really not any leadership there at all. So keep that in mind. Very important you recognize where leadership is. So when I do my scans today, I'll go through volume movers, this, that. CR Bard's a buyout, up $50 today. Priceline breaking out of range today. on 2x average volume. Keep in mind it's an $1,800 stock. Google moves out of range today. Volume, tepid. But they report on Thursday. Have fun. AutoZone up 14, just recovering. The stock's been dead. Amazon up 9. Looks like it wants to break out of range again, but they report this week. That stock just broke out around 855, 860, and is almost 910 right now. Intuitive Surgical up 8, just had a good reaction to earnings last week. BlackRock up 8 after acting poorly on earnings. Notice the good moves today. TransDigm, 8. Goldman Sachs, 6 and change. Stock's been dead. This is more of a bounce. Not thrilled. Coherent up 6, new high ground. That stock gapped up about 10 weeks ago, just been rolling around. Hit the 50-day moving average last week, bounced right off of it. Hasbro up 5, off of earnings. Little gap up. The only issue, hit 104, closed at 101 and changed. Little distribution. Staying with the movers, Everest Re, symbol RE. Little breakout. Doesn't trade a lot, though. And that's on earnings. NetTees 5, 4 more. Illumina. InterDigital. Illinois Tool Work. That's a little breakout, little gap breakout on volume today. Symbol ITW, but little distribution in the gap today. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Siemens, up 4 and change. Just did a 2-for-1 split. That is not reported yet. They report in a few days. And I'm writing that down as I speak because that's what we do here. We're quite ambidextrous. There it goes up on the screen. Other movers of the day. And notice just a lot of decent movers today off of a good day today. Manpower, 4. SAP, 4. And I believe they too, they report, I believe, tomorrow. Again, interesting how the market is making this bet right before earnings on some of this stuff. I don't know about you. I don't have the grapefruits. I don't like getting in front of things. I don't want to be gapped down on a guess. As always, we let you decide. Parker Hannifin, Anheuser-Busch, A Biomed, SVB Financial, PVH Corp, all up 4 more. And let's do some threes. Roper, Martin Marietta Materials, O'Reilly Automotives, here's a breakout. IPG Photonics, symbol IPGP, but they report, I think, Friday. Biogen, better biotech today. Shire PLC, Broadcom, Cummins Inc., ASML, Praxair, they report tomorrow. That breaks out today. Go figure. Ameriprise Financial, Rockwell Automation, Ultimate Software, Whirlpool, FedEx, Affiliated Managers. By the way, I'm just looking at things as I speak. Sherwin-Williams, good reaction to earnings Thursday, a little bit more today. Do I got that one written down? Yes, I do. Lockhart, good defense stocks. M&T Bank, Thor Industries, J.P. Morgan, as mentioned. And I think I can stop there on the upside. On the downside today, couldn't be that much, right? Chipotle down, pulling back after getting after having a good run. Becton Dickinson, I believe they're the ones buying C.R. Bard, down 8 and change. Lennox International, a 4. W.W. Granger, 3. Boy, that's acting bad. Credit Acceptance, Simon Property Group. I'll get to that in a second. Wayfair and Alexandra RE Equities. I bring up Simon Property Group because, ladies and gentlemen, symbol SPG near new yearly lows. And when you have a chance, go look at GGP near new yearly lows. These are both real estate investment trusts that own, develop, and lease malls. And malls are paying a stiff price. Of all these stores going bye-bye. I mentioned to you last week, BB Stores, but there's another one I heard, I think it's called Rue 21. Am I right in saying that? And I think Rue means street. we would not be owning anything as far as malls and real estate right now. They're going to need to find different tenants. And as I have told you, there's been some creativity by some. They're going to have to be a lot more creative, because I think the next shoe to drop will be Sears Kmart. Kmart's in a lot of strip shopping centers. They closed down here in Heathrow, Florida, in a strip shopping center. They let it go to death there. And Sears in the big malls. We already know about Macy's shutting a bunch also. And we also know these retailers are acting you-know-what poor. So stay in gear on that. Things are a-changing. And not for the better when it comes to the hard retail and where they go to. Up next, more on the markets, this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. a licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So I have some money to give out, and I want to do contests. But the internet has killed doing any trivia. If I want to ask a question about Seinfeld, I mean, you get just can Google anything. I'm trying to come up with something that you can't Google. But it's like, it's all out there. That's why in recent contests I have to do names of my dogs and my favorite this and my favorite that. Man, oh man, life ain't easy. So what we got is we're going to do some individual city contests in the next week. We'll start tomorrow with Tampa. And we'll take it from there, if you don't mind. Anyway, because we love doing that stuff. We love doing that stuff. In the news! By the way, I think I did give out a bunch of earnings. USA Today at it again. As you know, they're in the tank. They love Obama, hate Trump, and it's a shame. Because all you really want to do is hate everybody. If you're a newspaper, if you're a journalist, hate everybody in power. Argue with everybody in power. Doubt everybody in power. Call everybody on the carpet who's in power. Especially when they, look what they're doing with Trump. When Trump doesn't tell the truth, they're actually doing their job. What a concept. I love that. Trump has told a lot of untruths. We know that. Even you Trumpsters can't argue that. Anyway, front cover of USA Today today. Trump allies cash in as lobbyists. Cohorts outside administration parlay ties into $2.2 million in fees. Oh, because there's no lobbyists on the other side. Oh, because there were no Obama loyalists that became lobbyists. Oh, there was no Clinton ones. It's such BS, it's not even funny. For USA Today to do this article is just an absolute laugh, an absolute joke. But those not in the know think, oh, look at all these bad people. They all have it. The biggest lobbying business in history is the Clintons. You think if she won, that they would put a front page article of that? In fact, USA Today has never even covered all the criminal activity at the Clinton Gambino mob family. Anyway, we're just going to keep doing that because we just want fair shakes. You got that? If somebody does something good, you know, Trump went to Walter Reed and personally gave a medal to a man who lost his leg, I love that. I absolutely love that. I applaud him for taking the time out to do something like that. And then, of course, he goes and lies about something else, and we're going to rip him on that. And if Wednesday he doesn't come up with anything on tax reform after promising, we're going to rip him on that. We just have no favorites. We are policy guys here. And if you don't come through with policy, that works. We're going to let you guys know what they're doing. And I got to tell you, we know we're doing our job when we're getting ripped. I am getting so ripped by the Trump side, it's not even funny. For telling the truth. And, of course, I get ripped by the Dems every day. But little do they know, it's their party that has let them down by turning into socialists. The leadership of the Democratic Party are left of left. Bernie Sanders? He's a yutz. He's a con artist. He's never done anything for anybody. He's never made a dime for anybody. He's lived off the government dole his whole life, the taxpayer his whole life. My favorite line for Bernie Sanders during the campaign, yes, we're going to raise taxes on the middle class. We're going to take $500 more from you, but we're going to give you back more in return. What do you mean we're going to give you back? Who are you? Where does Bernie Sanders get the right to give anything back to anybody? He said nobody will give you back. That's not how it works. You know how it's supposed to work? We're giving it to you guys. You ain't giving it to us. We earned the frickin' money. You did not. That's how it's supposed to be. And remember what we think should happen here. If politicians run deficits, they're automatically out. We'll never have a deficit ever again. Imagine that. Imagine that. So, in spite of 10% unemployment in France, no growth, massive debt and deficits, the fact that a socialist who now says he's a centrist will win the election got the market juiced up 1%. Go figure. The good news is we don't care. We don't rationalize. We pay attention to what's in front of us. And what you saw today with the NASDAQ and NASDAQ 100 moving out of range was other names moving out of range and a pickup in the new high list in the market. Let's hope we put in a low. Let's hope we put in the low off today. I'd be thrilled. Until tomorrow, you'll have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Nighty-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.